What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow, now available on iTunes. And if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can go there as well. All right. So it's time for another episode. Once again, I'm so behind on shows that I'm going to let Anna B from Australia. She's pretty much been the responsible of the two, and she's recapped every episode so far up to where we're at now. So I'm just going to, I know some people are going to be like, what are you doing? You're ruining it for yourself, Mike. I'm like, sacrifice for you guys, because I love y'all. So we're going to be talking about the episode Second Chances that aired on the CW. It aired February 1st. February 1st, it shows you how far we're behind because it's now March 3rd, so it's been about a month. So I'm excited to see what's happening because I'm still going to watch the show because I'm a big fan of Arrow, so it doesn't make a difference to me. So here it is. Anna B., take it away.
Hi, Mike. Here we are for another episode of Arrow, which is called Second Chances. It's actually, I thought, like two storylines this week with Oliver looking to find someone to be the new Black Canary to take on Laurel's legacy. And we have also Felicity, who's trying to find some dirt on Walker in the NSA so they can free John.
Uh-huh.
So Oliver's having a hard time making a decision who's going to be the Black Canary.
Okay.
He doesn't like any of the choices that the team are making for him.
Of course not.
Curtis finally comes up with, he has found an ex-cop named Tina Bolan, who used to live in Central City, and she's now a metahuman and has a canary cry.
Oh.
She's wanting revenge for her partner's death from this guy, Sonus, who killed him, and the team have to go out and find her.
Okay.
So we have Oliver, Green Arrow, Wild Dog, and Mr. Terrific. They all go to Hub City where they've located Tina, and they try and convince her to join them and to help them. But she doesn't want any part of them, and she said the three of them need to go back to Star City and they need to go back with their nuts. Or if they don't, they'll go back with their nuts in a sling, is her words.
Oh, I like
her. So that was quite a bit of fun to hear all that. The guys didn't look very impressed with it all. Another thing I liked was reminiscing being back at Big Belly Burger. We haven't seen that for a long time from season one where they used to always have their burgers. And we've got Renee eating those stacks of burgers. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you could. In any case, we did have a minor crossover with The Flash in this episode.
Cool.
Mind you, we didn't see anyone from it.
Oh.
But we had to assume when Oliver phoned Captain Singh for some help and said he was the Green Arrow, which he didn't believe, he quickly texts Barry and you see a flash of light go by, leaving a post-it note saying, yes, it is. So that was our little crossover.
Ah.
Bit of fun there. Tina finally gets her revenge against Sonus and kills him.
Oh.
And
okay.
The Green Arrow and his team, they do help her take him down. But at the end, the revenge doesn't feel what she wanted it to feel. Oliver still wants to give her another chance because this is what this episode was about, second chances.
Ah.
And he wants her to have another chance for redemption by joining the team as the Black Canary. And through her, he'll have his own redemption. Because as we know, Oliver's always fighting against himself because he always thinks he's the monster. And maybe she'll be able to help him as well. We also find out that Tina Bolan was not her real name. That was her undercover name. And she really is Dinah Drake. And, of course, in the comic books, I've learned that she was the real Black Canary in the comic books, Diana Drake. The second story we know is Felicity. She went back to her old habits of hacking and was trying to hack into the NSA, but not having a lot of success. But she was having so much fun going back to her old days from when she was in college and doing hacking. And she's trying to find some info so she can get John out, freed from prison. And with the help of some hacktivists, she's found the information she needs, and they do get John out, who's freed. So we're sure to see John back on the team next episode.
Good, about time.
And lastly, I will say with the flashbacks, we see Talia, who's come to rescue Oliver, and she wants to persuade him to honour his father with the names in the book. She's going to teach him to separate the monster that he believes he is from Oliver Queen, and he'll put on the green hood, and that's how he becomes the hood, and she's going to teach him. And this is how we get to see, well, in season one, the hood, when Oliver came back to Starling City from Russia. So that's going to be hopefully a continuation storyline, how Talia plays into that. Because as we know, Talia is Talia al Ghul, Ra's al Ghul's daughter, which we didn't know about till later. So that's be interesting to see if they bring her into the present day line from the flashbacks and if he remembers her. So it was a great episode, I thought, this week. It had a lot in it. And, so we'll see. We'll have to get back onto the Prometheus storyline, I would imagine. We just went a little bit off that this week. But, yeah, so I really enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you, Miss Anna B. from Australia. Second Chances. That's what the episode was. Sounds pretty good. I'm eager to see this new canary chick. She sounds kind of tough. I wonder if she's hot. Not for any particular reason, just because. I mean, come on. I mean, Sarah was hot. I mean, everybody's hot. There's a lot of hotness in Arrow. So I just want to make sure that they're just adding to the hotness bowl thing. Yeah, okay. That is it for this recap. If you want to check out Miss Anna B., I told y'all I was going to find her Twitter. Here it is, Traveler15. Follow her on Twitter. You'll see a picture. I believe it's, let me see the picture, a profile. Oh, yeah. Why don't you just check out her profile picture, because she's friends with everybody at Arrow, because she's cool like that. So, that is it. I'm going to try to knock out some more of these suckers. If you want to listen to the past ones that we've done, go check out Talking Arrow on iTunes or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And you'll see Talking Arrow plus other shows there. And, of course, I got a blog, iWatchMike.com. Everything is there as well. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. I think that is it. So more Anna B. coming up. I love it. This just makes my job easier, right? Just listen to her Australian accent. She just tells me it's like bedtime stories of Arrow. Yeah.